Up into Q&A with Tori. Please raise your hands if you have any questions and we'll call on you. We are recorded. Go ahead, Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Tori, just curious if there were any injury updates or anything.
There are, Steve. There are a couple injury updates, yes. You guys ready? Luke Weaver felt very good, and he's going to be our starting pitcher tomorrow here at Chase. We feel like he is extremely ready for this. He's been working very hard for this day, and we're all excited for him and the hard work that he's put in, knowing it's going to come out and translate on a big league mound tomorrow. So aside from that, Merrill Kelly was throwing at a second bullpen today. I didn't get the results of that. I could probably get that information to you guys tomorrow. Cole Calhoun took live at-bats at Chase today, four innings worth of at-bats. I'm sorry, at Salt River today. And I'll get an update on as to how that went, how he's feeling. But continuing to do some agility stuff and a running progression aside from his at-bats. He's not doing anything out of the box yet.
Tori, what went into the change in thinking with Weaver? It sounded last week like you guys were leaning toward him needing to get off the mound again before, and face hitters again. It was what it sounded like to me before starting a big league game.
Yeah, he was extremely close before he was put on the 7-day COVID list. And we felt like there was enough of a buildup that he could throw a bullpen and be ready to go. So we never really cemented anything down or cemented any of our decisions on one side or the other. So we just felt like it's a good opportunity for him to get on the mound and start his progression through the next month. And it's been a lot of hard work. So we wanted to make sure that we took advantage of how he was feeling and the input he was giving us and continue marching him forward.
Evan Thompson.
Hi, Tori. I assume by now you've had a chance to go over some of the defensive plays that you were not pleased with yesterday. Can you tell us what exactly happened on the bunt play where there was the collision?
Yeah, I think there was just a lack of communication. It was two players aggressively going after the ball, and that's something that we talk about. We talk about stalking the baseball when there's a bunt or a swinging bunt. And, then there's got to be some communication, obviously with a verbal command of I got it, and then footwork to get in or out of the play. If you got footwork that keeps you in the play, you rotate and finish the play off. If you're not, you fall out of the play. So I just think it was two players that were eagerly going after the baseball, trying to make baseball play on a bunt that was well-placed, but not well-placed enough that we shouldn't have gotten it out.
Was either player more responsible for fielding the ball there, or is that just whoever can get to it?
Yeah, it's really who can ever get to it first. So you're just judging your space. And we practice it so much in spring training, and we practice at full speed for this very reason, because you're going to be traveling to the baseball as fast as you can to save as much time as you possibly can. And their pitcher that bunted the ball was hustling down the line. So we knew that there was a need for some aggressive moves to the baseball. Dalton does a great job of getting out from behind home plate, as good as anybody I've ever seen. So I think maybe Christian was a little surprised by how fast he got out there. Once again, it's something we talk about in practice, but I think the breakdown happened when nobody used the command to call one another off.
Zach McKinnon.
Tori, that same inning when Payton made that throw to home, it seemed like at least briefly afterwards, he kind of grabbed his arm a little bit. Is he okay?
Yeah. You talking about Payton and his arm I didn't see any of that. No. And I didn't get any update from medical team. So I think he's just fine.
Anything else for Tori?
All right. Yeah, I guess just, with Luke going tomorrow, you guys and roster's expanding, it's not, you guys won't need to clear a spot, right? You can just hop on the roster.
Correct. We'll finalize those decisions. With the roster expansion, we're talking about that. You know, whether it's two pitchers and no position players, we haven't yet quite decided. We'll walk through that and I'll get that information to you as soon as possible.
Torrey, this might be further out than you want to go, but is everybody else just bumping back a day in your rotation?
I will get that information to you. We're going to make a decision on that, and it'll definitely be information you guys will want. So I'll keep you posted on that.
What is the decision on that needs to be made?
The decision is if we want to take somebody out of the rotation or keep a six-man rotation.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
see you after the game.
Thanks, Torrey.
Hey, how are you doing?